Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church Podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our guest speaker.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. And I got to tell you, David Ring is a good personal friend of mine. But long before he was, I completely admired the guy. Anyone who can do something for 40 years is pretty incredible. Anyone that can do something for 40 years with excellence, the way David has, I mean, this guy is a victor. He's not a victim. He gets it done. He's spoken at our company. He's spoken all over the world. He's incredible. We love you, David Ring.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata with the Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. And as you can imagine, I love connecting with people with disabilities who know what it means to trust God in the hardest of times. People who have conquered not in spite of their circumstances, but through them. And my friend David Ring is just such a person. It's why his message is so inspiring, so refreshing, and so helpful to those who are facing their own challenges. And you don't have to have a disability. Anyone who spends time with David Ring walks away with hope sent straight from heaven. But this remarkable man does not let cerebral palsy slow him down. And frankly, David's speech impediment only enhances his message, making us tune in a little more carefully to what he has to say. And that's a good thing, because what he has to say is pretty powerful. David's been speaking publicly for, oh my goodness, 40 years, and I think that's quite a milestone. I should know, I broke my neck in a diving accident 45 years ago, and I know what it means to reach milestones that are measured in decades. Friend, I encourage you to listen up and listen in to his story. God has something to say to you, a message that just may end up changing your life, a message that will help you not just conquer a limitation, but embrace the God who can be found in it. I commend to you, my friend, David Ring.
David Ring, it is my privilege to have this opportunity to express my personal congratulations on this your 40th anniversary celebration in the presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to America and the nations of the world. You have truly been a messenger of the gospel of Christ. You have brought encouragement to people who believed that they had difficult times until you told them of the difficulties through which Christ brought you and made you such a champion for the Lord. On this very special day, to you, to your wife, to your family, to those that you love, congratulations, God bless you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Amen.
I pay every one of them to say that. Big money, huh? How many of you know Dave Ramsey, the money man? My only son, took Dave Ramsey's daughter to prom. And before he left the house, I said, Nathan, whatever you do, go by the ATM machine before you pick a wager. Don't dare throw down my credit card because he's a mean dude. And I don't want to ring my front door at midnight. Anyway, it's a joy for me to be here. I've been doing this for 40 years. I know I don't look that old. Therefore, I started when I was 2. But I've been all over the country. I've been blessed by speaking, I've spoken in every state in the Union State of the States. I'd spoken. I live in Nashville, but I love coming to Florida. I love the Sunshine State. In fact, do you know Florida is my all-time favorite state to come to? Do you know that? Let me say it one more time. Florida is my all-time favorite state to come to. Now, when I go to Georgia, I'd say Georgia, my favorite state. I'm all thing to all people. I have literally learned whatever state I'm in, I'm content. Duh. Help me of you know by now, I have a speech impediment. I forgot I'm in Florida. Everybody in Florida had a speech impediment. If you don't believe me, go down to Walmart. Every time I go to Walmart, I think I'm in an Assembly of God church. Everybody is speaking in unknown tongues. Somebody asked me a long time ago, David, do you speak in tongues? Yep. Do you speak in unknown tongues? Yep. Every time I open my mouth, they are unknown to many people. A 91-year-old elderly lady came up to me in Mobile, Alabama, in February and said, David, I love you. I dearly love you, but I can't catch everything you are saying. I said, that's okay. I don't even catch everything I'm saying. Speaking of Walmart, how many of you have been to Walmart? How many of you love Walmart? I told my wife the other day, baby doll, when I die, bury me at Walmart. When I die, bury me at Walmart. She said, what for? I'd say, if you bury me in a dumb cemetery with a bunch of dead people, you won't ever come see me. But if you bury me at Walmart, you will be there every day. Can I get a witness? Amen. I love you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for watching the I Am Zagan video. And I'm such an honor to be with my buddy Calvin Carr one time. He's been ill for 5 years, and I've been begging him for 5 years to invite me in. I said, please, Calvin, let me come. He said, no, I don't feel led. I said, please, let me come. No, I don't feel led. And finally, I said, Calvin, I make a deal with you. If you let me come, I will pay my own way. He said, now I feel led. The old tightwad. But I love you. He gave me 40 minutes this morning. I can't even say my name in 40 minutes, but we're going to do our best to get through the jump into the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 25. The book of Matthew, chapter 25. and verse 15. He gave one 5 talents, to another, one, to each according to his own ability. I want you to get that. According to his own ability, and immediately he went and took a journey. The 5 talents, you know the story like I do. The master, the parable. The master gave one, and he gave one 5, he gave one 2, he gave another 1, and according to his ability. And he took a journey, he was gone for a long time, and he came back, and he went to the guy with 5 talents, and he said, what do you do with what I gave you? And the 5 talents said, I went to work. I did everything I can. I doubled my talent. And I'm not only going to give you 5 talents, but I'm going to give you 10. And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He went into the guy with 2 talents. And he said, what do you do with what I gave you? And he said, master, I've done everything I could. I went to work with what you gave me according to my ability, and I doubled my talent. And now I'm not only going to give you 2, I'm going to give you 4. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. And he went to the guy with 1 talent. He said, what do you do with what I gave you according to your ability? He said, master, I was afraid. I dug a hole in the ground of the earth, and I built my talent. And wait a minute, master, let me go and dig up my talent. And he gave it the monster 1 talent. And you know the parable that the monster took the talent from him. He threw him into outer darkness. And he gave the 1 talent to the man with 10 talents. My man says to you today, what are you doing with what God gave you according to your ability? Many people come up to me and call my office and say, David, how do you do it? How do you preach for 40 years? How do you get started? What do you do? What is the chemistry that you formed to be so successful? How can you speak in over 7,250 churches? And I tell them, I took with what God gave me and I used it for his glory. Many people look at my life and they say, you got a handicap. I said, no, I don't have a handicap. I have a platform to tell my story. Some people say, I have a disability. I don't have a disability. I have a platform to tell my story with some people. They, I have a opportunity. I have a problem. I don't have a problem. I have a opportunity to tell my story. And some people say, I have a burden in life. I don't have a burden in life. I have a blessing in life. Look at me today. I'm going to tell you your story today. May I? I'm going to tell you your story in 7 letters, 3 words. Are you ready? It's your story. Your story is, I am blessed. That's your story. You said, David, you don't know why I've been there. No, I don't. But I know one thing for sure, you are blessed. You'd say, you don't know why I'm going there now. No, I don't. But I know one thing for sure, you are blessed. I don't, cerebral palsy is not a burden. It's not a problem. It's a blessing. The Bible says, I have learned to be content in whatsoever state I'm in. I thank God every day for giving me the privilege to be born with cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy it's not a burden, it's a blessing. May I prove it? May I? I'm the only man alive that have been the 4 children and never changed one diaper. I'm blessed. My wife was having a baby then, and she would give me one every now and then and say, he'll go change the diaper. I'd say, no, me, I have cerebral palsy. And she was dumb enough to believe it. She knew that if I changed the diaper, it'd be all over the wall. Duh. So see, people, some people, they've been dealt a bad hand. Every one of you, God gave you a talent according to your ability. I don't have a talent. Yes, you do. Whatever you go through in life. Look at my life for a moment. Born with cerebral palsy. Born dead for 18 minutes. The oxygen could not get to my brain. And therefore, I was a stillborn baby, I was a blue baby, I was a dead baby, and they put my dead body, they literally put my dead body over in the corner on the table, and I lay on the table for 18 minutes a day. Can you imagine being dead for 18 minutes? 18 minutes is a long time. I'm not supposed to be ill today. I'm supposed to be, at best, a complete vegetable. But thank God, I'm not a vegetable. Because you know why I'm not a vegetable? Because it's not over until God say it's over. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. God allowed me to be born with cerebral palsy because it's not about me, it's about him. When I was 11, my daddy died of cancer of the liver. Well, I'm the baby of the family. I'm the baby of eight. And when I came along, they'd spoil me wasn't. I'm none of the spoil wasn't right. And I love every minute of it. My mama gave me everything I wanted. I'm not only the baby of the family, but I'm a eight number one mama baby boy. You can tell by looking at me, I'm a mama boy, but I got that mama baby face. You know, the face only a mom can love. You've been there too, huh? Boy, some of you look like you've been beaten with a ugly stick. You know what I mean? U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly. He told me to tell you that. You might be blessed, but you're still ugly. But I love my mama. Being a space for names guy, I don't like that terminology. But my mama overcompensated. My mama did everything for me. And that wonderful, she talked for me. She fed me. She clothed me. She did not want her baby boy to suffer any. Therefore, she did everything for me. Life was wonderful until the age of 14. My mom got sick. She went in the hospital. I had the operation on the neck. 2 months later, the doctor came to my family and said, your mama will never come home again. She had cancer. She eating up on the inside. She will never come home. She got 6 months at the most to live. The home, no, they don't know my mom. My mom not gonna die. My mom would never die on me. My mom told me every day, oh, David, I will never abandon you. I will never leave you. I will always be there for you. My mom not gonna die. My mom can't die. My mama is the only one that loves me. Judge the way I am. Mama can't die on me. Can't she? I done the only thing I didn't want to do. I just say, God, please don't do my mama. God, please don't do my mama. God, please don't do my mama. But God, my mama, the only thing I have. God, don't. Let my mama die, please. By October 16, 1968, my mama took a last breath. And I saw my mama go from 185 pounds to 57 pounds. I didn't want to live, I wanted to die. I didn't want to live. I wanted to die. If I could not live with mama, I did not want to live at all. I attempted suicide every day for 2 years, but thank God, God spared my life. Thank God, it's not about me. It's all about him. And God would set me up to bless me one day, but the pain I went through, everywhere I went, somebody would say, look, the boy walked for me, look, the boy talked for me, look, the boy can do nothing by it. It's no fun to be made fun of. Somebody one time said, it's stick and stone, my break and bone, but what will never hurt me? That's the biggest lie. I know. The Bible says our tongue does more damage than any other part of the body. Do you remember the song, Whoa, you're both gently down the storm. Do you remember that? Finish it with me. Me only. Whoa, you're both. Live it, but a whoever wrote that, it's a idiot. Life is more than a dream. Life is a nightmare. Been there? Done that? Bought the T-shirt front and back? I didn't want to live. I was living in a nightmare. But I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go to church because how can God love me? And when God took away my mom, how can God love me when God allowed me to be born with a crippled body? How can God love me with all the bad that happened? God don't love me. God don't even like me. Been there? Jesus said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But one night I went to church. I thought I went by accident. I found out later I was set up by him. And if you ever get set up by him, he's going to turn your life every which way below. And people look at me. I had a void in me. And I tried to fill that void with my mama's memory, with my daddy, with my childhood good memory. But nothing filled that void. I was empty on the inside. But that night at church, I came on the invitation, and I got down on my knees, and I said, God, I don't even know if you were there. Well, I don't feel like you love me, but if you do love me, come into my life. I'm a lonely, crippled boy. I'm a nobody, but tonight I want to be a somebody. And hallelujah, April 17, 1970, at 8:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, I became a somebody because Jesus came into my life. I became a child of God. God took away my old day, gave me new day. God took away my loneliness, gave me happiness. God took away my sorrow and gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at me. I'd still walk with a limp. I'd still talk funny. But all the joy that floods my soul because Jesus touched me and made me whole. I'm not the same no more. I've been changed by the power of God. I still have cerebral palsy, but thank God cerebral palsy don't have me. Only God can do that. People come up to me and say, preacher, don't you want to be normal? I look at them, I'd say, what's normal? You think you're normal? You've got a long way to go, buddy. And somehow you're not going to make it. Amen. I don't want to be normal. I want to be just like God made me. Look at me. Let me tell you something. When I was in my mama's womb, God ordained me. The Bible said I was wonderfully and fearfully made by God. God never said, oops. God never said, oops. Say it with me. God never said, oops. Say it again. Now, by look at some of you, it's getting real close. You're welcome. But I thank God for the way I am. They told me I would never be a preacher, but I am preachers. Told me, Brother Calvin, David, you won't ever make it. I've only been doing it 40 years. I may not make it. They said, nobody will invite you to their church. Nobody can understand you. You won't ever make it. But I have spoken in over 7,250 churches, and all I got to say to the bunch of preachers who told me I will never make it, all I got to say, nah, 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 nah. Wonder what they're doing now. Amen? It's not about winning. It's about finishing. God always begin a good work, and God will do it until I go all over this country. Do you know that's the only thing I do for a living? I'm not on a church staff. I'm not on a church payroll. I'm not on anybody payroll. I go from church to church, from town to town. I don't go to a church on a set amount. I go to a church on a free will love offering. Do you know what that means? If you don't give, I don't eat. Duh. That's the truth. I don't know what I'm going to get today. I don't have a clue what you're going to give me in the love of him. But I know one day I'm having the time of my life. I could be on welfare. Do you know? I could be on total disability. You could be paying my way whether you want to or not. And if you don't give, I will be a welfare. But I don't give money in the mail. I don't believe it. I wanted to live from church to church, from week, from church to church. And I'm having the time of my life. They told me I will never find a wife. My own family told me that. They said, David, you won't ever find a wife. Why not? No one will love you. No, why not? You are crippled. No one will love a cripple. But then God, September 5th, 1981, I stood down at the First Baptist Church of St. Charles, Missouri. I looked through the double door open wide, and all of a sudden, I saw a beautiful bride walking down the aisle toward me in a white gown, and she was beaming from ear to ear. She was knocked out. She was dynamite. I might be crippled in the body, but my eyes are A-okay. They told me I would never be a daddy, but I am not once, but full time. Pretty good, huh? People look at me. My wife, I've been told, David, you will never have children. You cannot produce. I remember the phone call that October afternoon. I picked up the phone and I said, hello, it was my wife. And she said, babe, I went to the doctor today and I'm pregnant. I said the most stupid thing any husband could say to a wife. How could that be? My wife said, I don't know. Tell me, big boy. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God gave me four wonderful kids. God gave me two grandbabies, a four-year-old and an 18-month-old. I'm not a grandpa. I'm Poppy. I'm way too young to be a grandpa. Duh. But a little girl is on the way. And every time I look at my wife, every time I look at my family, all I can say to God be the glory, great thing He hath done. I don't deserve to be blessed like I am. I don't deserve to speak every weekend. I don't deserve a family. I don't deserve a wife. I don't deserve four kids. I don't deserve anything. But thank God, we don't give what we deserve. God allowed me to be born with cerebral palsy. And one day, look at me. One day, God's going to look back. God's going to call me by name. And I'm going to stand before God on Judgment Day. And He's going to say, David, what do you do with cerebral palsy? I'd say, Master, I use it not for my glory, but for yours. And God, I use cerebral palsy for your glory. And He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make a ruler over many of them. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And said, what do you do with your mom's death? I'd say, God, it was a gloomy day that day. It was a dark 2 years, but thank God I have overcome. Thank God I used my mom's death for your glory. My dad's death for your glory. Look at me, people, look at me. I thank God every day for the death of my mom. If my mom did not die, I would never be a daddy. My children would never be born. If my mom did not die, I would never be able to find a wife. If my mom did not die, I would never be a preacher of the gospel. And people, God dealt me with cerebral palsy, with the death of my mom and dad. God gave me a talent according to my ability. God gave it to me because He could trust me with it. Now, what are you doing with what God gave you? According to your ability. See that bad thing in your life? God wants to use it. And for 40 years, I know I'm going in overtime. But that's okay. I'm leaving town today. But please, think with me. And watch this video, which will sum up what I've been trying to share with you. Do we have it? You got cerebral palsy too. do I need to come back there and do your job and my job both? I'm only kidding. But look. Back it up. Can you? Like I do, because of the way the party at birth, strike number one. November 1964, my daddy died with cancer of the liver, strike number two. The doctor came to my family and said, your mom will never come home again. She had cancer. 1968, my mama died. Strike number three. All my life, I've been saying, why, but thank God, I'm not saying why anymore. I'm saying what can I become because of cerebral palsy. I thank God for giving me the privilege to be born with cerebral palsy. Why? So that God's glory can be shown in my life.
This man blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know,
I said, David, you won't find a wife. I said, why not? You cripple. No woman want to live with you. No woman want to live with a handicapped man. Don't even look for a wife. Because you are not good enough. But 1981... God and me show them a thing I do.
The miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. I walked in darkness, I won't lie. And just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all gone. I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I'll be stumbling.
David Ring was born with cerebral palsy. Talking for him has always been very difficult. Walking, working with his hands, almost impossible. And he went through a terrible, terrible early life. For 15 years, he's been an evangelist. He lives in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to our pulpit, Evangelist David Ring.
So until my healing comes, I'll keep pressing on.
just believe me, hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
Something, but I have a problem. I don't have an opportunity to tell my story to somebody, but I have a burden. I don't have a burden. I have a blessing to tell my story. Come on. The Lord is the Lamb of God.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know.
God took away my old day, gave me new days. God took away my loneliness, gave me happiness. God took away my sorrow and gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm not the same no more. I've been changed by the power of God. I've been touched by the old time religion. Glory to God. I'm not supposed to be ill today. I'm supposed to be a vegetable. But let me tell you, it's not over until God say it's over. It's not over until God say it's over.
It's like night. Send okay, Chisale. Down.
every time I see that two-minute clip, all kinds of emotion go through my body. Began, even today, Kelvin asked me, "Can you believe how far you came?" And I said, "No, Kelvin, I can't. It's not about me, it's all about him. In 14 more days, I'm going to become a puppy for the third time to a little baby girl. So I hope the love offering is big today." And they are also the December 25th, 2013. A movie by the name of Born to Lose, But Destined to Win. Gonna be playing in theaters all over the world. It's a movie about my life. And all I can say, to God be the glory. Great thing he has done now. Let me ask you something today. Let me ask you something today. What are you doing with what God gave you? Are you using it, or do you bury it? Many of you need to get out of the stands and get on the playing field. Many of you need to get off the bench. Many of you need to get the lead out and put the Lord in. Many of you need to get off your blessed assurance. God calling some of you to sing. You'd say, I can't sing. I don't want to sing anymore because somebody hurt my feelings. Well, where be dee. But let me tell you something. It has never been and will never be about you. It's always about him. And one day, when you stand before God, what will you tell him? What you've done with what God gave you? If I can preach with cerebral, if I can preach with a speech impediment, what's your problem? I have cerebral palsy. Now, what's your problem? And today, I wonder today, what did God speak to you about? If you stand before God today, what will you have to give him? Are you doing all you can with all you have? I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than conqueror. And if God can use me, God can use you. Calvin, today the invitation, by the way, we already ended the Sunday school hour, but let's can it. But Brother Calvin, I want you to come and stand before us. And today's invitation going to be a little different. Today's invitation, now look at me. We did not talk about the invitation, but I just feel led I need to give an invitation like I'm going to give. Every moment we all can stand. And when we stand, I want every one of you, every one of you who's not doing all you can for the kingdom of God, I want you to leave your seat and come and say, preacher, I want to be more available to God. And then go back to your seat. You'd say, preacher, can I make that decision in my seat? Nope. Nope. Because the man of God asked the people of God to respond to the message of God. And therefore, I want every one of you, every one of you who's not doing all you can, I want you to leave your seat and come and say, I want to make myself more available to God. But I believe in this invitation. Because when I was 19-year-old boy, I'd say, God, I want to be available for it. And God, if you can use me with cerebral palsy, I'm available. And I believe with all my heart, when God's people get available to God, people can get saved by leaps and bounds. Now, do you understand the invitation? If you do, shake your head. Do y'all feel? Do y'all hear? Do y'all feel? Do y'all way over against the wall? Are you ready to come? I don't want anybody to leave. Don't even think about leaving. You'd say, preacher, you know what time it is? Yep. Time for you and I to come to God. Let me say this, and I believe it with all my heart. I'm supposed to be in Indiana today. But I cancel. Because I wanted to be with him. You know why I came today? Because I'm your wake up. I'm your wake up call. Now, what are you going to do with it? If I can preach, surely. You can come. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come? Let me be the first one. Let me be the first one. Calvin, I want to make myself more available today, my field, 2013. I want to be used by God. Are you ready to come? Stand to your feet and start walking. What?
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.